Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome back to Circle Time. How's everybody doing? I hope you're all good. Whenever you are listening to this, we have a very special episode today and a guest that I am extremely excited about, only because it turns out that we are practically...
We are one.
The same human.
Yeah.
Would you like to introduce yourself to the Circlers?
My name is Maddie Murphy, and I host The Bad Broadcast here at Dear Media, mm-hmm. and I am... a Utah girly. I'm here in town in LA for a little mini baby moon slash work trip.
Oh, so, I didn't realize this was the baby moon.
I mean, we had big hopes and dreams for a baby moon and then time really got away from us. And I thought, let's go have some good food. We'll stay by the beach and I can get some work done. So
where are you staying?
In Santa Monica.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So we're out there. We've had some fun times and yeah, so, but I'm splitting it. I'm doing half work, half fun, so.
That's good. The grind never stops.
The grind, the working mom life never stops. But yeah, so I've done the podcast for, just over, well, now we're into like 3.5 years. I started June of 2020, so.
Wow.
Yeah, mid COVID.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is Marsh your producer?
No, I had a different producer who's not with Dear Media anymore, but Marshall was at, like, doing kind of my interim before I got a new one.
Okay.
And I'm with Jackson. Have you met Jackson? He's Australian. Are you jealous?
I feel like I'd remember that.
He's new.
I'm not jealous because I'm obsessed with Marsh, but I know. Thank you.
I love Jackson, and I wish that I had the two of you, but I'm happy with Jackson, and I'll be thinking about you, Marshall.
I will say, Marshall, people ask me about you. Like, they stopped to talk to me about the podcast and they're like, we wanted to hear from Marshall more. Like, I saw Marshall really quick and he was so cute. So the people love you, Marsh.
The people need more Marshall.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah, but...
Bad Broadcast listeners have a name.
They call them Circlers. Well, they have, so they call themselves broads or bad broads.
I love that.
Which I love.
Yeah.
And that was like my intention of why I did Bad Broadcast.
Yes.
Because it was like... I liked the term broad for a woman, like this old broad.
Yeah.
So they call themselves that. And then I call my Patreon people patties or patty cakes, which I like that more.
That's cute.
It felt a little like, I don't know, people are like, call us like Maddie's baddies. And I'm like, I don't want my name to be in it. I also don't like the word baddie.
Right.
But we usually say broads or something like that. I usually call them dumb broads or something like something really endearing.
Right. Would never say Maddie's baddies.
No, that's like way too nice. Yeah. Like I need to bully them a little bit.
Right.
To make sure they like know their place here.
Right. Should I do the same for the Circlers?
Yeah. Just call them like stupid, idiot, losers.
I feel like they would really hate that.
Yeah. They're like, yeah. I think that they're used to being a little gently bullied by me.
I kind of love that.
Yeah. That's, I like to keep it there.
Yeah, you gotta like keep the line.
Yes, gotta keep them there. And so part of the podcast that I do, or part of my podcast is I do a thing called the Dum Dum Club.
Yes.
Which is like stupid things that you didn't realize till later. Like, I didn't know the Pirates of the Caribbean took place in the Caribbean until I was like 25.
Okay.
Like, I was like, oh,
they're where in the would you think it was?
England.
Makes sense.
So
everybody has British accents.
Yeah. So I was like, what? I was like, why are they at the beach so much? Like, I don't get it.
Where's the beach?
Yeah. And then when it clicked, I was like, oh, but there's a lot of things like that. So I have people submit those. So I like I like to embrace that we're like, we're all dumb.
Yeah.
We're all like, yeah. Right. I like that. So
what are some other ones?
I have had so many good ones. One of my favorites is somebody thought that the sign, like, inquire within, like, we're hiring, inquire within.
Okay.
They thought that it meant, like, inquire within yourself. Like, really.
That's beautiful,
like,
kind of.
Take a moment and, like, really thought. I had somebody, and I'm sure we'll get into this, as we should, but somebody thought that for, like, months that it was called the Aries Tour. A-R-I-E-S. Okay. And, like, they thought it was, like, all about, like, astrology. Yeah. And like that she was an Aries and there were all these like, so, like, and it was like somebody who was like a Swiftie and they were like a fan and they were like, we're going to the Aries tour. And it was like, yeah, stuff like that.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's also so nice to have like a safe space to confess those things because
definitely
there are so many things where I'm like, oh, I'm 30. I should have known that. Or like, I'll hear my friends be like, I didn't know that this was this until I was like 18. And I'm like, you're telling me this for the first time.
Yeah. Like, this is news. Well, do you know who Donnie and Marie are? Osmond?
Yes.
Okay. So they're like a big deal in Utah because they're Mormon and they're.
Right.
And a lot of people think that they're married.
Okay.
But they're brother and sister.
Right.
And like, I said that to my boyfriend like 2 weeks ago. I was like, can you believe that people think that Donnie and Marie are married? And he was like, I thought that till this moment. You're just, it's like that audio of Trump when he's like, you're just telling me this now for the first time. Yeah. Like that's like how he felt.
Right,
I was
right.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So I like thinking that when people have that experience, they get excited to submit it rather than like
ashamed
or like, oh, I should have known that. I like that they're like, oh, I can submit this now to the podcast. Like
that is,
I like that.
I love that.
Yeah. So we embrace being dumb broads around here.
And now we do in the circle as well.
Yes.
There's always room for that.
Always.
It's happening all the time.
We're always growing, always learning.
Always growing, always learning. That's what I always say.
Yes. I was just about to say that, actually.
Yeah. No. And speaking of always growing, we yes. quite literally are constantly growing.
I'm performing a miracle at this very moment.
Bringing new life into the world.
We should be thanked more.
That's what I always say.
Is Cody thanking you enough?
Always could be thanking me more.
Yeah, I agree. I could always be doted on more. I could always be.
That's the thing. Like I really don't complain mm-hmm. that much, but I will let Cody know.
Yes.
Always. What's going on. Exactly.
I don't complain unless I can get something out of it.
Right. What's the point of complaining?
But it's like, unless like.
I thought that's what complaining was for.
Well, it's like my boyfriend wanted to like go walk on the beach last night and I was like, I'm pregnant. That's hard. I can't do that. He was like, you have been doing all of these other things. And I'm like, well, that one sounds hard. That one, I don't. And really, I just don't want to do it. Really, I'm like, right. I just am tired. Yeah. I can't, my back and my feet, and I can't do it.
Right.
And he's like, you did something way harder like an hour ago. And yeah. I was like, mm-mm.
No, I mean, Cody and I were walking through the airport like a few days ago.
You can't do that anymore.
I mean, the whole time was just, like just groaning, grunting, yes. Involuntarily.
Everything has a noise with it.
100%. Cody's yeah. like, finally was like, are you okay? Like, you are just like making so many noises. And I'm like, oh, so I'm just supposed to float through the airport?
Oh, so now it's not supposed to be an inconvenience oh my that God, I have this
I'm
on my
light
body?
As a feather. Mm. Sorry, I didn't. Oh, did my complaint? Did my noises affect? Like, yeah. I was just full bitch mode. Like, instead of just being like, sorry, I'm a little uncomfortable. It was like, do you not realize I'm carrying your child?
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, I always love to drop the length of time. Oh, so I'm 8 months pregnant yeah, and you want me right. to. Oh, so now that I'm 8 months pregnant, you don't right. think that I'm a little bit tired.
Right, right.
Oh, now that I'm. Yeah. But I used to do it and I always round up. I'm always like when I was newly pregnant, I'm like, I'm 4.5 months pregnant.
Right.
And you want me to do that?
Totally.
You want me to go sit outside in the hot weather? I'm 5 months pregnant.
Right.
I was 12 weeks.
You're not telling anyone yet.
No.
Yeah. I also like. My best friend was telling me, she was like, because I was like, I cried. I was crying first trimester because I forgot a specific hairbrush when we went on a trip.
Obviously.
Which like normally I would just be like, okay, oh, well, like that's fine. This time actually snowballed into like, how am I supposed to be a mom if I can't bring the hairbrush that I need?
Oh, yeah.
I was a mess.
Yes.
And she, luckily my best friend was there and she was also pregnant.
Yeah.
And she was like, because I'm like, I'm sorry. I know what I'm doing right now is insane.
Yeah.
And she was like, did you know that like the first trimester, you don't see any changes in your body, but like you are actually creating the entire baby. The rest of the time, it's just like getting bigger and growing.
And it is the biggest hormonal change of your life.
Exactly. Yeah. So the minute she told me that, everything that I was doing, I said was to Cody, like, did you know that I'm growing in the first trimester? I'm making this whole baby.
Yes. Yes.
Because I was like up and down, mm-hmm. insane.
My emotions were definitely more up and down the first trimester. I cried a lot.
Me too.
I have a list. I sent my best friend a snap every time I cried over something ridiculous. Now mm-hmm. she has a whole album of everything ridiculous that's I've perfect. Cried over. I mean, Rainbow Connection by Kermit the Frog, like did me in.
What is that?
Someday we'll find it. The Rainbow Connection.
Oh, that sounds emotional.
The lovers, the dreamers, and me. Have you heard that song?
No, but it Marsh? Sounds beautiful. Rainbow. Do you know that song, Marsh?
Yeah.
The oh. Rainbow Connection.
Sorry. Oh, I didn't know it was like fucking classic.
It's an American classic, so I don't know why you don't know. No, that made me cry. I mean, any montage. I saw a montage of John McCain that made me cry.
Oh my God.
Like literally.
You were going
like,
through it.
I was really going through
As
it.
As was I, but I feel like my crying, yours sound like so much more sentimental.
There were also ones that I'll never admit that I cried over.
Okay, I'll give you one.
Tell me.
My family doesn't let me live this one down.
Tell me.
So we went, it was just a Sunday. My parents and my brother came over to like hang out on a Sunday. And I was going through it. Like, mm-hmm. I think I had to like come in and record on Monday, which is, you know, my job.
Yes.
As one does, I had to go to my job on Monday.
Yes.
And for some reason, I was like just a mess over yes. like the fact that I would have to wake up and go to work. And I was not doing well. And so we go to the grocery store. We get some snacks and stuff. And I'm like, all I want. And I'm in the first trimester.
Yes.
Nothing really sounds good to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm picking things out that like I actually want to eat. I'm excited to eat these things. It's rare.
Yes.
One of them was Hint of Lime tortilla chips.
Love.
So we get home. I obviously have a breakdown when we get home from the grocery store. Obviously. Just like kind of crying. And my mom says, why don't you take a nap?
Mm-hmm.
Go take a nap. We're going to be here when you wake up. Just go take a nap. Sleep for an hour. Come back. You'll feel so much better. I
oh,
said,
no.
Okay. I came out and I said, okay, where are the chips? They had eaten the entire bag of Tostitos, Hint of Lime, Cody, my parents, and my brother. And I looked at everyone and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, was like fully screaming. They're all sitting on the couch. I'm standing in the living room. Like, how dare you? Full on losing my mind at my family who's looking at me like I have like eight eyes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you knew these were the only thing I wanted. Like, still, now my dad brings over Hint of Lime every time he comes over.
I have to say, like, I'm waiting for the part where it seems too dramatic.
I don't hear the end of it. But I'm like, when they make fun of me, then all of a sudden I get really mad again.
Oh,
and I'm
yeah.
like, oh, well, your pregnant daughter.
Yeah.
Your pregnant
oh,
sister,
sorry.
Your pregnant
sorry,
wife.
I was starving.
You guys needed to eat an entire bag of chips. You guys needed to do that. And we didn't get anything else at the grocery store you could have maybe dabbled in.
If anybody's being dramatic, I think it's consuming an entire bag of chips between a nap, right. Between the time frame of a nap. That seems like that's their fault.
It was.
No, I think you're completely justified.
Thank you.
I genuinely see nothing wrong with it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I wish that I feel like my second trimester, I was pretty leveled out.
Same.
I was like cool pregnant girlfriend, like vibing,
so chill.
Good mood,
yes.
working out every day. My third trimester, however, the emotions have ramped up quite
same,
a bit.
Same.
Quite a bit. I got a 3D ultrasound a couple weeks ago, or I guess this was like last week. And
wait, was it on Halloween by any chance? Because that's when mine was.
I had a doctor's. It wasn't my ultrasound, but I had a doctor's appointment on Halloween morning.
Maddie and I have discovered that we have the exact same experience.
Our pregnancy,
timeline
dates.
Yeah.
It's weird. Our due date is, well, so our due dates are different, but my estimated delivery date, which don't ask me why that's different than my due date, is your due date.
Right.
Which is pretty weird.
Which I think goes to show that we conceived on the same exact day.
There's no chance that we don't deliver on the same day.
We will.
We have to.
And it won't be Christmas.
It, It will absolutely, you are right about that. It will not be Christmas. But you know what I would love? I would kind of love a New Year's baby.
I'm kind of loving like December 28th, 29th.
I love that too. I was thinking like it's kind of a satisfying birthday to have a January 1st.
Yeah.
Because here was my thinking. Every year of their life, they'll always be able to stay up till midnight and then the clock will change and it'll be their birthday.
Oh, that's true. That's pretty special. That's true.
It's like a holiday, but it's not like a big holiday. That's
it's like
gonna,
a fun one.
Yeah. So yeah. I would be, but I'll take, I mean.
That's a really good point.
I manifest whenever you want. Whenever you want.
As long as you're healthy.
As long as you're healthy.
Okay. I have to talk about one of my favorite purchases I've made this year. It is my Beast Health Blender. I got it right when we moved and I just absolutely love it. The first reason I got it was because I thought it just looked so beautiful. And now I use it all the time and it actually is the best blender ever. I am really trying to focus on what I am putting into my body while being pregnant and making sure I get enough protein and all of that. And making smoothies has been the easiest way for me to get the nutrition I need. And my Beast Health Blender has made it so, so easy. It's the perfect tool to make quick, healthy, and delicious smoothies and so many other things. I've used it to make salad dressings. I'm going to make baby food in it. Cody uses it all the time when he cooks and bakes. The Beast Blender has a 1,000-watt motor that crushes ingredients and makes them so smooth. If you watch my vlogs, you've seen that I'm a little bit sensitive to some textures and some food, and I absolutely like cannot stand when there are chunks of banana left at the bottom of my smoothie. Or like I'm drinking what's supposed to be a smoothie. That's why it's called that. And then I'm chewing on things. I'm eating. You know what? That's never happened with this blender. Everything is one texture and the perfect consistency. And it is also, like I said before, so cute, so beautiful. The newest bundle from Beast, the Beast Tonal, includes a matching stainless steel bottle and straw cap that doubles as a standalone insulated water bottle, which is amazing. And I just love it. All Beast products are available at thebeast.com and they are running their biggest sale of the year now through Black Friday. The Beast Blender is also available at Costco. Visit thebeast.com to shop their Black Friday sale and take 15% off site-wide, plus free shipping on all blenders, no code necessary. That's thebeast.com for 15% off site-wide, now through November 29th.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Your emotions have come back.
Yeah, so they
vengeance.
Came up. So I had a 3D ultrasound and they couldn't get, I mean, she's a mover. She's a mover and a shaker.
Yeah,
she's,
so is he.
She's going crazy. Her arm is always in her face. Her foot is always in the way of the camera, right. Whatever.
Right.
And they just couldn't get a really good picture. And so the ones that I got were a little bit blurry and I was like kind of on the edge about it. Like I was like really, really, really sad because I'm like 30 weeks and I really wanted to see her.
Right,
and
I was
so excited. And then I showed one of my friends and she said, she looks just like Gray. My boyfriend, she looks just like Gray. I lost it.
Yeah.
Because I just want her to look like me. And I realize how this sounds because I will love her. She will be the most gorgeous, beautiful, perfect specimen
100%.
Ever. But as a girl, I was like, I want her to have my face. I don't know.
And also, like, you're carrying. You've put in some serious work.
I've put in the hours. I've put in. And again, it will not change any way I feel about her.
Absolutely
it's just
not.
A little thing. Like,
no.
I'm like, I would love it if we looked alike. And so she looked and I was beside myself.
Yeah.
For many hours.
That's understandable.
Like, I was like, I don't want to. I said it to Gray, too. Poor guy. He's like, probably like, why don't you want her to look like me? Like, and then finally at the end, I was like, but I think you're really cute. Yeah. And I think she's really cute. I just thought that. And it's like her 3D old. She doesn't. Right. Like, it's the most unclear picture of her.
Totally.
Anyway, but I was just, things like that. Like, now it's things about her that get me really emotional.
Okay.
You know, like, I think the rug in her room is too small and she's going to hate it.
Okay.
And like
she won't notice.
And like she's gonna be mad. And like she's like, and I didn't do a good enough job preparing her room.
Is her room ready?
Not a chance.
Okay.
No, her rug's there.
The rug is there and it is small.
The rug is there, it's too small, and the dresser's there and it's too green. So
oh, shit.
But other than that, nothing else is done. Okay. Like
when do we start like washing their clothes?
I wash so I thrifted a bunch of baby clothes.
Oh, I was just looking. I was like looking on Depop.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Stuff for baby clothes.
I'm such a fan of thrifting baby clothes because I'm like, she's going to fit into them for 5 seconds. Right. So I'm not going to spend $50 on a onesie that
Have you been doing it online or like, did you go to a thrift store?
No, I go to a thrift store.
Okay.
Yeah. And I washed those like when I got home. That's all the wash I've done.
Okay.
Are you washing everything?
I haven't washed anything yet.
But like, do we need to wash the new ones?
Probably.
We do.
I think so.
Dang it. That's a good idea.
We also
should.
Have to get like different detergent than we would use.
Like what? Because I already washed some of them. Do I have to wash them again? Baby detergent?
I think it has to be like sensitive skin. And this
God
is
damn it.
So like, this is insane.
Yes.
I know this because one of my cats peed on one of, I have a denim Louis Vuitton, vintage Louis Vuitton bag.
Yes.
And the directions to clean it were like
use baby detergent.
And then I was like, oh well, I'm investing in my baby's future as well as my bags. It didn't help the bags
no longer.
The bag is going
to
stay in
the
closet.
Did you have to get that extra shot for the cat, like, because you have cats?
No, because they did the blood test.
Oh, nice.
And like, I didn't have that gene.
The gene.
It has to do with like handling their litter.
Yes, I knew that. I knew that because I kind of step
away from that to begin with.
Yeah. You're like, I'm not dabbling in cat litter a lot. Right. So
Cody Erdy was doing that a little bit more than I was.
Gotcha. Do you have a litter genie?
We have the litter robot, I think.
Oh,
it's
those
called.
Ones are great. Those ones are great. Anything automatic with cats.
Totally.
But I do. I know you have cats and a dog, but yeah. I mean, I love both. I really do. But I really love cats. I really love cats.
My cats, they're special.
Did you bring them into the relationship or did you and Cody get them together?
We got them together.
Oh, you did?
All of our animals.
Oh, all of your animals. Together. Yeah. I really like cats and I feel like I argue with people a lot because they're cat haters.
Yeah.
And
it's a little, I don't think people actually really know what they're talking about when they say they don't like cats.
Yes. I think that they're misunderstood.
Yeah.
And they're also, but they're just like so easy. Like having cats is really easy and they leave you alone.
Easy. Like see, mine are pretty clingy.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Do they ever leave you alone?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like more than your dog or does your dog kind of mind his own biz?
Everybody kind of like does their own thing, but mm-hmm. we all like to be together.
Yes. Are your cats all the way indoor or are they ever outdoor?
They're all the way indoor.
All the way,
I don't think they'd come back.
Yeah. I had two cats that were lost last year that ran away last year.
Ugh.
And it was seriously traumatizing.
Yeah.
But I love cats and I feel like they're just a really underrated pet.
I totally agree. I mean, first of all, I have automatic feeders and an automatic litter box.
And they come potty trained.
They literally are just my roommates. Like I don't do anything.
They're so low maintenance. What kind of dog do you have?
He's a golden doodle.
Okay.
But he's about 9 pounds. He's like he's like a mini.
So how big is he? He's just a little chili bean.
Yeah.
He's just tiny.
He's tiny. He's
oh
like
my
all
gosh.
Hair.
Really?
Yeah.
It was hard to train him.
Kind of. He's a really like.
Do you have a yard?
We didn't when we first got him.
Oh, okay.
Now we do, but there's coyotes everywhere, so he stays on his leash.
My gosh.
Because he's tiny.
There's coyotes in LA?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they roam the streets. Even when
what?
I lived in like Los Feliz, which is like Hollywood, like a city,
yeah.
they were like on the streets.
What?
Yeah, they're around.
I would assume that
get you too.
Really? I mean, I grew up in Utah, so by mountains. So I was always scared of like mountain lions and cougars.
Mountain lions too.
Yeah, LA didn't know that.
Yeah,
didn't know that till right now.
Now we're learning.
Yeah,
and
did
growing.
Sorry, I'm asking you a million questions, but do you like? Did you like living in Los Feliz?
Yeah, it was fine. I was 22, 23.
Was it your first like move into LA proper?
I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just like me and one of my best friends, like single 23-year-olds, like
living
it
your was, best lives.
Yeah, there was no way that it was like gonna not be fun.
Yeah.
It was fun. I wasn't ever gonna live there forever.
I feel like some of the best food I've had is over in Los Feliz.
That's the only issue is that I didn't like, we were so just like, let's go out.
Yeah.
And like, I was also teaching full time. I was like quite broke.
Yeah.
My money was going towards going out.
Yeah.
But, like, to be completely like, that
was
honest.
It was like rent and going out.
And, and I barely had any money to go out.
Yeah.
So like, we weren't like going to get like nice meals.
Yeah. Do you miss drinking since you've been pregnant?
I just talked about this on an episode. I like thought I was going to miss it more.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I do.
Yeah.
I'm excited to drink again.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I also don't mind like being sober.
Yeah.
What about you?
I don't mind being sober at all. I don't really miss it. I weirdly crave, I've never been a beer drinker. My boyfriend's a big beer drinker.
Okay.
And I crave beer. Like, I like to smell, like whenever he gets a beer, I'm like.
Well, have you had like any non-alcoholic beer?
Yeah. It doesn't hit the way
really?
I want it to.
It hits for me.
I think it's
a little bit of placebo effect.
It probably is. Yeah. I really only had one like a few months ago. I need to try more.
Yeah.
But yeah, I miss like the, like I want to cook dinner with a glass of wine.
That's what I was just going to say.
That's all I really want to do. Yeah. I don't miss like getting drunk. I don't miss like going, like whatever. I also started drinking very late in life.
Yeah, like, I was going to ask about that.
Yeah, I didn't start drinking until I was like 25, 26.
Okay.
Until I left the church, the Mormon church.
Right.
And so so it was never really like a huge thing for me, but I do miss like getting loose and cooking pasta.
Yes.
Like that's what I miss.
Or like a Sunday afternoon, like glass of rosé.
Yes. Yes.
You know, that kind of thing.
A girl's night with a cocktail.
Exactly.
Like all of that sounds really fun to me.
Yes.
I don't think I actively am like jonesing for a cocktail.
Right.
You know?
Same. And do mocktails like do it for you at all?
No, not really.
Because I am just like, I don't care.
Well, I'm going to
get
heart. Like anything super sugary gives me heartburn.
Okay.
And so
I was going to ask about your heartburn.
Yeah. And so like mocktails are always like I got a virgin pina colada last night and I was like, this is.
Oh my God, that sounds really good.
Oh no, it hit. The heartburn may not have been worth it. Because I'm like, this is pure just like pineapple juice and like sweet and sour and like probably 3 tablespoons of sugar added in.
Right.
And I just got terrible heartburn. So mocktails are usually really sugary.
Yeah.
So no, but I go for a diet soda. I love water. We were just talking about this. I love to chug water right now.
Right, right.
Love
me
a sugar-free
too.
Soda. But yeah, the heartburn really, if I were to rank like the most uncomfortable parts of pregnancy, mine's really mainly heartburn.
Same. Mine, it's kicking in as we speak.
Like,
it's funny
like
because I feel
it.
Like we're both leaning away from the mic because it's like
I keep burping.
Me too.
So I'm sorry, Marsh, if you're editing out my burps.
I'm constantly burping.
What's your method of or what's your remedy of choice? You're a Tums girl?
I'm like such a Tums girl.
Really?
Yeah.
They back me up.
What do you? Oh, like, yeah, no,
they
I know.
Constipate me.
I know.
So
do
I
you do Rolaids?
Pepcid.
Okay.
Yeah. I do Pepcid and. Yeah, but because if I do Tums, like I'm already having a problem with my constipation.
Yeah.
So anything that's adding to that, I can't do it.
See, that was more of a struggle for me. That's gotten better for me.
Mm-hmm.
But the heartburn has definitely persisted.
Yes.
And thrived almost.
Oh, I'm ripe for heartburn right now.
Yeah. And it's at least you're doing things to like try to avoid not getting it.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep eating every single thing.
Ever.
And all the only things I want are just think chocolate,
mm-hmm.
tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want a virgin pina colada.
Anything deep fried always sounds amazing. And
I'm
always.
Right. Yeah. I'm always eating sweet things. I had to Google like, does cinnamon give you heartburn? Because I was eating so much cinnamon stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think it does.
No, I don't think it does. No, my heartburn's so bad. First of all, I haven't really given up anything. Besides alcohol.
Right.
And weed. Like,
right.
I eat sushi. I eat turkey sandwiches.
Yeah.
Like, But like I crave like a Jimmy John's or a Jersey Mike's turkey sandwich like quite often.
Okay.
And I always eat it with chips. And like I literally like will eat a handful of chips. I'll like wait for the flare and then I'll like put more in. And then I'll wait for the flare and then I put more. Like I'm like, I know this is not helping.
Yeah.
But I must shovel.
Like, I need something to make me happy.
Yeah. Like, I mean, we're like we said, pregnancy is going well,
yeah.
But I'm going to use every excuse in the book. Like, I need to be doing these things. So, but yeah, I eat. I mean, I don't eat a lot of sushi, but like, I'll eat sushi. I like stuff like that. So,
yeah.
But yeah, turkey. I'm like, listen, if I get listeria, all you bitches out there can tell me you told me so. But
it's true.
But I will be eating.
I've tried to like not.
Yeah.
But we went to Italy.
Oh yeah.
We went to Italy for a wedding.
Okay.
And we like kind of added
where did you
in,
get married here
Palm Springs area.
Okay. Yeah,
we added in like a little baby moon because we were like, we're already going out there, like let's just add a couple days in before the wedding. And at the wedding, like there was a specific menu, and I was starving.
Yes.
And it was in that moment where I was like, I'll be fine.
You will be okay.
Yeah.
Well, especially there. Like, I'm sure everything there is like way better
it's like real.
Quality. Yeah, it's like real meat and cheese.
Right.
What was your main worry on the, was it the seafood?
It was the meats.
Oh, the meats. Yeah. Okay, yeah. The
seafood,
cured meats?
Yes.
Yeah.
But seafood is, it's like, a lot of the stuff is to just avoid getting
mercury.
Food poisoning.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the turkey and the all of that.
Yes.
Just so you don't get sick.
It's so you don't get sick. And I think that the mercury is a concern.
That one is a concern. And that the only fish that I like you shouldn't have is kind of like swordfish.
Yes.
Like certain. Yes.
Yes. And I didn't know this, but like everybody's at equal risk for mercury poisoning.
Yeah.
Like our risk doesn't increase with pregnancy. They're just more.
It's more of a concern.
Yeah. But like we should all be worried about our mercury consumption.
Right.
Whether you're pregnant or not.
Right.
So yeah. Like I don't eat a ton of seafood, but I just am like, I eat what sounds good and I eat what's going to make me feel better. And I eat like what's healthy. Well, what's as healthy as I can.
Right.
Because like, I mean, I'll worry about it after.
It's also just like you have to make sure that you're eating enough for like.
Yes.
To
sustain life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like you got to eat what you got to eat.
Yeah. Well, and I'm like, I weirdly like after like I'm now at the point where I'm thinking about like, what am I going to do when I'm not pregnant anymore? Like, what will my life look like? Because like you just have to stop doing it. Like I was taking supplements before that. Like I just quit cold turkey. Like all I'm like, I can't wait to like use my retinol again. I did stop that. I stopped like the skincare stuff.
I stopped
stuff.
The skincare stuff too.
The retinol, the salicylic acid. I stopped all of
Me
that.
Too.
And I'm like, what will it even be like to like not worry about that?
I know. It's so interesting. Like I always say, it's just crazy because it's like, you go to sleep one day, everything's completely normal. The next day you take a test and all of a sudden you have to change a million things. And like, it's something you think about when you're sleeping because you have to be sleeping in certain positions. Like you are like your life instantly changes.
All right. I need to talk to you about something I really hold deep and true to my heart. And that is HelloFresh. If you know me at all, you know that I've used HelloFresh for years, and I truly have zero plans of stopping anytime soon. As you know, Cody and I obviously got married this year. We moved. We found out we're pregnant with this sweet baby boy. So life is pretty chaotic and a little bit fast-paced right now, but HelloFresh has truly been a lifeline. A lot of the time when we get busy, we can just like resort to ordering in or eating the same exact two easy meals on repeat. But when we use HelloFresh, I get to take meal planning and grocery shopping off my to-do list, and we get to enjoy just a beautiful, eclectic range of home-cooked seasonal meals every single week. And having a menu that is kind of like ever-changing, that pushes me a little out of my comfort zone and doesn't let me resort to those two meals I know how to cook, really just keeps life fun and exciting. And being able to like enjoy a quality home cooked meal with Cody during all of this chaos is just so nice. And I really just learned so much from using HelloFresh. Like I feel like such a confident little chef in there when I really don't know much about cooking, but they really are just amazing. They do the hard part and Cody and I get to enjoy a home cooked meal for the both of us. Life is busy for everyone, I know, especially with the holiday season right around the corner. And that is why I know you will all love HelloFresh's 15-minute meals. They're just like a quick fix to help you get a wholesome meal on the table in less time than it takes to get delivery or to go to the grocery store. You can cut back on all the time spent waiting at the grocery store checkout and instead use that time to spend at home being cozy for the holidays. Another thing I love about HelloFresh that I feel like I wouldn't do as much if I was cooking on my own is using like in-season ingredients. I wouldn't even know where to start with that. But the produce travels from the farm to your door for peak ripeness that you can truly taste. The meals that we had in fall were so good. So many different like apple cider cakes. There was like barbecue pulled pork nachos. So many amazing things. And by the way, Green Chef and Every Plate is now owned by HelloFresh, so you can switch between the brands and enjoy an even wider array of meal plans to choose from with something for everyone. Both brands at a discount with use. So you have to try. I could not recommend it more. Every single meal we make from HelloFresh, it blows our minds how delicious it is. Go to HelloFresh.com/CircleTimeFree and use code CircleTimeFree for free breakfast for life. You heard that right. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That means that's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/CircleTimeFree with code CircleTimeFree. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
You know,
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Was probably the hardest thing to give up.
What?
Advil.
Oh, interesting.
I was such a dirty slut for Advil.
Really?
I popped Advil at every opportunity that I could. I even felt a whisper of headache, like I was on my Advil grind.
Yeah.
And like not taking Advil was honestly harder than anything else.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Tylenol to me is like a Skittle.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, it's not going to do anything for anything.
Yeah.
And I like miss Advil. And like the thought, I was like thinking about it the other day. I was like, I can't wait to take an Advil.
That's kind of beautiful.
Isn't that the weirdest?
It is. I used to think Advils like tasted good.
Oh, well, some of them are like candy
They're
coated.
Like, sweet.
Yeah. Some of them are honestly
I used to get, like,
delicious.
I like excited when my mom was like, you can take an Advil. I'd be like, hell yeah.
That's how my boyfriend is with Tums. Like I don't like Tums.
I think
Tums.
That's me with Tums. Well, he's like, I just like the taste.
He's like, they're like bottle caps, like those old candy. And I'm like,
oh my God, I haven't thought about those in a while.
Oh, I can't, like, even the taste of Tums is like triggering.
Really?
Because I just, oh, the chalk, the.
I love it.
I know.
Which is interesting because you want to eat.
A 2x4.
Right.
Different texture entirely.
Maddie was telling me, we just recorded an episode of The Bad Broadcast, so make sure to listen to that too. But we were talking about weird cravings that are not food. And I have not had any, but apparently Tums are disgusting.
Tums are disgusting, but I would like to chew on slime.
Yes, and wood.
And wood.
That like, one like makes me.
That one's making your like butthole like clench.
Yeah.
I was saying that we walked into Home Depot the other day and I was like having a bad attitude about going to Home Depot. And then the moment I walked in, I was just,
it was like Willy Wonka's candy shop.
Literally,
in
or like
you.
Walking into like your mom's house when she like made cookies and you're just like, when can I eat them? Like when, like I walked in and I was like, oh, when can I just munch on a wood plank?
Oh my God, like, maybe I should go into, maybe it's just because I haven't been into a Home Depot.
Well, somebody showed me like some Trader Joe's like snack, like it's like pizza crisp bread. So there, and somebody opened it, or somebody was doing like a review on TikTok and they said, yeah, I opened it, it kind of smelled like Home Depot. And I was like, Oh, I need those.
Get those.
I need those.
Yeah, you do.
They said that they're giving wood shavings. So I was like, perfect.
That's exactly
what I'm looking for. And yeah, the slime thing, my slime craving has gone down, but like just the physical sensation of slime is what I craved.
Yeah.
And like this, like some of them are saying, oh, those slime companies, I'm like,
they know what they're doing.
Oh, they know what they're doing. And I'm like, why did I not start doing this in 2020? Because they all started like mid lockdown.
Right.
And I'm like, why? I miss my calling as like a slime creator.
I miss my calling as like a soap shaver.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Great content.
Amazing.
Kind of make crosshatch and then shave.
And then
them.
Kind of do the one. They're all falling out little squares.
Oh, I would so eat those. Good. I had a friend who chewed on soap when she was not like chewed, but like sunk her teeth in, like in a bar of soap. Like,
Did you ever have to eat soap for saying like a bad word?
No, I was a very obedient kid. Okay.
I never did either.
Yeah, I was
just curious if you did.
No, I followed every rule. I never stayed out past curfew. I never toilet papered anybody.
I was very much the same.
Yeah, I was just I now look at me, pregnant out of wedlock, just breaking all the rules. But no, growing up though, I was very much a people pleaser. Yeah. I didn't like getting in trouble at school.
Yeah.
That stuff made me really, really nervous.
Same.
Yeah.
Do you ever wonder what she's going to be like?
Well, I'm not married, but my boyfriend is not a rule follower.
Okay. Okay.
Like my boyfriend had many years of many rules being broken.
Okay.
Which I find very endearing now that he's an adult.
Of course.
And yeah, I wonder and I'm like, she could be a mix. She could be totally like me, totally like her. Like, I have no idea. I think about it all the time. I mean, we talk about this and I mean, talking about what we touched on in my podcast, which is like religion. Like, I grew up very, very like strict Mormon. And so I followed those rules. Like, those were the rules I was afraid of breaking.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I don't ever want her to be scared of breaking rules, but I want her to be safe, of course, but I don't want her to not like have
fearful.
Fun.
Right.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I was scared.
Yeah.
Like in high school, I was scared of getting in trouble.
Right.
Like even just like going to a midnight movie, like felt scary.
Right.
And I don't want her to have that anxiety around rules.
Yes.
But I also want her to feel like, you know, not do what her dad does, which is like hear a rule and immediately break it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. What about you? Do you feel like you and Cody are like a balance of the two?
I feel like he was like anything I've heard about from his like mom and same with like his college years and stuff. He was pretty
mild,
obedient
and
mild. And he's like, he's the same way now. Like he's like smart and safe. And I hope him being a boy, I hope that it's more like that.
He takes after him.
Yes. Yeah,
totally.
Not that I was like doing anything crazy.
Right.
Like I was like very tame.
Yeah. You and Cody both seem, I mean, like, just kind of even keel.
He is very, very even keel.
Okay.
I just have more like anxiety and emotions and stuff like that.
That's our job. That's what we bring to the table.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like a cute little endearing.
Can you imagine if we were both just like chill about everything?
Gross.
Someone's
got to like get something done around here.
Exactly.
Like someone's got to fuel the fire a little
bit. Keep everyone on their toes.
Yeah.
It's my job.
Like we have this discussion a lot where I'm like, I think that my boyfriend would be just totally fine. Like if we have a tiff or we have an argument or something, like he sometimes doesn't even remember that it happened. Like he's like, he will wake up the next day. He'll be in a great mood and everything's great, you know, whatever. And I'm like, do you not remember that? Like we had like I'm bringing the anxiety to the table to like make sure we work through things.
Right.
Because if it were up to him, like he would like we would always like I hope this is coming across. OK, it's very healthy of him.
No, Cody's the same way.
Yeah.
Like it's very. But if I like sometimes like I'll feel very passionately about something and will speak passionately and Cody will be like, why are you yelling at me? And I'm
really?
Like, oh, I'm not yelling. I'm just like,
I'm just exclaiming,
talking. Cause he'll be like, why are you mad? Why are you yelling at me? Like, you don't have to be mad about this. And I'm like, no, I'm just talking. Like, I'm like passionate. And I'm like, just so like, I feel like we've like had to balance, like, it's okay. If I'm feeling emotional about something, it does not mean like the world is ending.
Totally.
Like, it's okay if I'm crying. Like, cause he's so even keel and his family's very even keel. Like, and my family's like, we love talking about emotions. Like Cody came over and like shared, like, this was before we were even engaged.
Yeah.
He said something about work.
How long was your engagement?
like a year and a few months. Mm-hmm. He said something about work, and it was like something that like could have bothered him.
Yeah.
He was just like stating a fact.
Yeah.
And my dad was like, well, how does that make you feel?
Yeah.
And my brother was like, that must like kind of suck for you.
Yeah.
And Cody was like, I don't know. Like, he was like so taken aback.
Yes.
And I was like, you just got crippled hard. But now he's like, he like gets a little, he like gets it more. But at first it was like, it doesn't mean we're breaking up. It doesn't mean I hate you.
Yeah.
If I'm upset about something.
Well, I'm so much more like that. Like, I want to know, I want to understand like why certain things make him feel, Gray, my boyfriend, like, why does that make you feel? Did something happen?
Exactly.
In your last relationship? Is that how your parents communicated? Is that how? And like, I always feel like I'm doing it really constructively. Like, I'm like, so what? And like, he's kind of like, I'm okay. Like, we don't need to get it. And I'm like, no, I need to know what happened when you were 8.
Right.
And like, why that turned out that way and why you react this way. Yeah. And he's like, but we could just move on and have a good night.
Totally.
And I'm like, we could.
You could have a good night. I'll be thinking about this.
I'll be
for the
thinking
rest
about your
night.
Childhood trauma and everything that came with it.
Right.
Like, but I do feel like, I mean, I've been in relationships where both of us were very emotional.
Yeah.
And it was really not good.
Right.
It ended. It was my marriage and it's no longer. But it
there you have it.
But it's like two really emotional people. But because then we would kind of spiral.
Right.
And then we would get lost in it. And there was nobody to say, like, hey, you know what? We're good. Let's have a good night.
Exactly.
Like, because we were both like, well, what if this triggered me and this triggered me? And there's all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then to be with somebody who's grounded and is just like, you know, we're good. I'm sorry that I did that. Let's move
on.
Right. It's very healthy.
Yes. It's all about like attachment styles.
Yes, it is. I bet as a doing childhood development, studying childhood development made you way more aware of that stuff too.
I think so. It made me more aware of just like what to do with the kid.
Well, yeah.
Hopefully, or what not to do. But it's funny. It's like, I feel like if you know too much.
Yeah.
It could like bite you in the ass because you're overthinking every single thing you're doing. Whereas like if you're just kind of like going with the flow, you're fine.
Totally. Well, and that's why you need a parent who does each thing.
Yeah.
Like a parent who goes with the flow and a parent who is ruining the flow.
Yeah. I'm a flow ruiner.
I plan to ruin every flow that's ever happened.
I have ruined every flow.
No, when I ruin a flow, it eats at me, but then I can't stop ruining flows. No, I really can't.
I'm in my element when I'm ruining a flow.
I hate the flow. Fuck the flow.
I hate the flow.
All right, I'm hoping someone out there can relate to this because I'm being very honest and transparent here when I say that weirdly one of the hardest parts about becoming an adult for me was having to book all of my own doctor's appointments and entering adulthood and realizing that you can't count on your parents to find all the best doctors and line up your appointments for you. It is rough and it was tough for me. And also the fact that now I'm going to be the one who has to be booking someone else's appointments because I'm the mom. It's just mind blowing. But I would ask literally everyone I know for recommendations. I would finally call a doctor's office and they would have such a long wait list or they'd end up not taking my insurance, whatever it is. I just always was struggling to make these appointments and I just always would get too nervous. So I just would Google my symptoms or I would find a TikTok about it and then I would completely spiral. And it just was not a healthy cycle, you know? Then I got introduced to ZocDoc. ZocDoc is a free app where you can find amazing doctors and book appointments online. We're talking about booking appointments with thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, who are located near you, and treat almost any condition you're searching for. I had to find a new doctor when I found out I was pregnant. And ZocDoc was very helpful in that. The average wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between 24 to 48 hours. I've even gotten a same day appointment before. So there is no more anxiously calling a bunch of doctor's offices and just being all nervous and weird about it because you book right there in the app with just a few taps. It's so easy. ZocDoc has saved me so much time and anxiety. And I know all of you circlers would love it. Go to ZocDoc.com/CircleTime and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/CircleTime. ZocDoc.com/CircleTime.
I felt this way, like, even during pregnancy, like, doing all of the testing that we have,
yes,
like access to, which is such a blessing. And I know it,
totally,
like, but it kind of gave me this false sense of control.
Yeah.
Because I was like, okay, I have all these tests and, you know, she doesn't have any of these things or whatever. And
right,
I'm prepared and I know exactly what she's going to be like. And I know,
right,
and like, she could come out and have a million other things that I don't know about. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
so it's like, it gave me this false sense of like, I know exactly what to do in every scenario.
Yeah.
When in reality, the majority of our parenting experience will be like, I have no clue what I'm going to do.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's, we just have to like take it day by day.
Yeah. I learned this really, this was like really, really profound. I took this birth class like the last few weeks. It was like a 6-week class, just one night a week.
Okay.
Not a necessary detail, but felt
that's
like
great,
telling
though,
everyone.
Yeah.
And the educator, she was talking about how, like, when she was a former doula and she became this birth educator, and she was saying that when she would be in births with people or with women, there's always this moment where they say, I don't think I can do this anymore. I don't think it's too much. This is way too much. And she said, without fail, medicated, unmedicated, home birth, hospital birth, there was always this moment where the woman was like, this is a lot and I don't think I can do it. And she said, that was when I witnessed the birth of the mother. And that was,
oh my
when,
God,
no, literally. And she said
that's
that.
Crazy.
No, I was like sobbing when she was talking about this, because she's like, that moment will happen to you time and time again in parenting where you'll say, I don't think I can do this anymore. I don't think I can wake up one more time. I don't think that I can, you know, do this. I don't, my teenager is too hard. My
yeah,
toddler is too hard. And then like in that moment where you push through and you do it, that's like when the mother is born.
Holy shit.
And she's like,
that's beautiful.
Is that not the most gorgeous thing you've ever heard?
It is.
And she's like, and you will, like, because without fail in birth, when you say, I don't think I can do this anymore, you are right on the edge. Like, you are almost there. She's like, I knew that the baby was coming in the next 15 minutes when the mom said she couldn't do it anymore.
Wow.
And, yeah.
That's like really inspirational.
It was. No,
I'm going to remember that.
I literally tell everybody because yeah, I'm like, and she's like, and that's what's happened in my parenting. She said, like, my kid will do something. She had like teenage kids. And she was like, every time I'm like, I don't think I can handle this kid anymore.
Yeah.
She's like, my oldest is a troublemaker. And every time after that, we have a breakthrough that helps me understand them a little bit more.
Right.
So it's brought me a lot of comfort to a lot of parenting anxiety that yeah, I'm like, and birth anxiety too, that it's like all those moments where you're like, I don't think I can do it anymore. I don't think that this is for me. I don't think that
right,
this is going
to, right,
we're right on the edge of it being really great.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Isn't that gorgeous?
I'm going to tell everyone that.
I know. I want to shout it from every rooftop.
That is like, it's so, that's just so wonderful to hear.
It's so empowering. And it's so like, I don't know. It's just made me really like look forward to motherhood because
yeah,
I kind of like those like rediscoveries of my like new parts of myself.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Totally.
I feel like it happens in relationships. It happens like, do you feel this way? Like you meet your person that you're going to be with and you're like, this brought something out of me.
Yeah.
That I didn't even know I was like.
For sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, and that's like, it's so fun. And so I look forward to that in motherhood.
That's
anyway,
amazing.
that got heavy real quick, but
that was necessary.
Well, and you get it because we're all right on the edge of this motherhood thing.
I know.
It's crazy.
It's insane.
Yeah.
To think about like being the mom.
Yeah. Like that somebody will grow up and be like, who's your mom? And they'll be like, Kelsey.
Right. Or they'll be like, who, like I'm making the doctor's appointments
yeah,
now, you know,
yeah,
I'm not like waiting for my mom to do it anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm the one doing it.
And we're like the side character of
yeah,
their life.
Yeah.
I hate it, but whatever.
I will find a way to not be.
I'll find a way to make their life about me. Don't
yeah,
you worry.
I promise.
I will. What are you most excited for? People ask me this all the time. Like, what are you most excited to do with your kid?
God, that's a really good question. I think just like the day to day, like taking, like going places with them and like
yes,
getting him dressed and like just like being able, like even like just taking him to school or packing his lunch or like whatever it is. Like,
yeah,
I always was so excited to do that kind of stuff when I was a kid, like thinking about being a mom.
Yeah.
I would like play mom and
yes,
all I would do was just pretend to like drive my kids around
yeah,
and like make them lunch.
Yes.
Like, I just wanted to do that.
Yes.
That's like why I wanted to be a nanny.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to just like play mom.
Yeah. No, I totally, totally get that. I am personally most excited. She'll be a Swiftie. She doesn't have a
oh
choice.
Oh my God. So
she
will
doesn't
he,
have a choice. And so will he. And I personally can't wait to tell her that I saw Exile live. That's all I want to tell her. I need her to hurry and grow up so I can show her folklore.
Oh my
God. And then say, you know that old video
that's huge.
Exile featuring the crowd? Yeah. I was there.
I'm crowd.
I was there. You were inside of me at the time and we saw it live. It's literally, it will be the only thing I care about that I tell her.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Have you been playing her Taylor Swift?
Well, I don't listen to anything else.
That's actually a really good point.
I don't listen to all. I listen to, I dabble, I sprinkle in a little Noah Kahan.
Okay.
A little Zach Bryan.
Okay.
And a little Hozier.
I've been dabbling in Hozier lately.
Really?
Yeah.
He's kind of been popping up.
Yeah.
I feel like he's like making an appearance. I feel like, well, he just did that interview with Brittany Broski.
Yeah.
And I feel
didn't
like,
actually see that.
Oh, you didn't see that?
No.
And I feel like it's been coming up on my TikTok a lot.
Okay.
But no, I primarily listen to Taylor Swift. I don't listen to a whole lot else.
I wanted to actually chat.
Yes.
Chat Swift with you.
Yes. Let's get Swift. Swift, the Swifterhood.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I love finding a fellow Swiftie that like has their head screwed on properly.
Well, the fandom of the Swifties,
yeah,
are the meanest, weirdest people ever.
Yeah.
And I say that with so much love.
Love and respect.
As part of it.
And thank you for your work.
Yes. Well, thank you. No,
I'm not
literally.
Gonna do it. Yeah.
It's so funny. I don't know if you know who Kate Kennedy is. She has a podcast called
I just listened to your episode.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So she, and I felt the same way about her because she I very much identify as a Swiftie. And I
yes.
mean, I know that I know her catalog front and back.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it. I
yes.
know her. It
yes.
is a big part of my life.
Right. Me
I've
too.
Seen you talk about it, like with where you kind of feel like you can't say how much you love her because of what the connotation is with like being Taylor Swift obsessed.
Right.
But it's like I feel a deep like personal connection to Taylor Swift's music.
Totally. Totally.
And not in a way where I'm like Kate talked about this on my episode, like where I'm going to make fan edits of like her and Travis Kelce's kids.
Right?
Like yeah. I don't subscribe to that
yes.
side of things.
Yeah.
But I think that I feel lucky to kind of bask in Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And appreciate it and be able to see her live. And like, she's like an important like artist in my life.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
Is that how you feel? Or
yeah. I mean, I think it's like, I've loved her music and her for so long.
Totally.
That
well, and we're the same age. So this came, this what, eighth grade probably is when it started?
That was like debut probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but I really got into it like 15.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Probably because like Fearless came out and the song 15 came out and then I was like, no one's ever understood me
yes.
in such a way.
Well,
and then it was like that moment on, I was just like,
you're sold.
Yeah.
No, I totally agree. And yeah, I love being a Swiftie, but a lot of Swiftie behavior I don't agree with. And I
mm-hmm.
think it's kind of like basically just online bullying.
It's just, it gets like really intense. And
yeah.
I think that's where, like where I struggle publicly Swiftieing.
Yes, of course.
Because like I'm obviously a huge fan.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like I cannot tell you every single detail of every single meaning behind every single thing, every single detail. Like,
yeah,
I would sound like I don't, like I'm not a Swiftie to certain Swifties. Like sometimes
definitely.
I'm like, I don't know.
Well, like when this 1989 vault just came out.
Yeah. I mean,
and people are saying, you know, it's Blue Dress on a Boat.
Yeah.
And people are like, don't you know this? Right. And I'm
yeah.
like, I didn't. I get it now.
Yes,
I didn't know that reference.
Just recently learned about Blue Dress and a Boat as well.
Like I was like, I couldn't pull that from memory.
Right.
Somebody showed me the picture and I was like, oh yeah, I remember seeing that. But
right.
it wasn't at the forefront. And to Swifties that are deep.
Yeah.
I don't qualify
right.
as a Swiftie.
Right. Like I've never, like I would never have gotten invited to a secret session.
Never, never.
And I do feel like it's like a little bit unfair because like maybe I'm just a little bit quieter. Like I always say I'm like a shy Swiftie.
Yes.
Well, and it's like, I love you too.
Yeah. And
sorry,
like,
I don't know everything.
Well, and sorry, I'm just like, I'm like a normal person
yeah.
consuming your,
yeah.
your art and
right.
not trying to like be as weird as possible and know everything about your life.
Right. Like I was never on Tumblr.
Yeah.
That was a big one.
I was
yeah.
not a Tumblr Swiftie.
Yeah.
No, I was not a Tumblr.
I couldn't compete with the Tumblr Swifties.
I couldn't. It just wasn't, a realm I was in, but.
And I love them.
Love.
Love their work.
Love.
But like, I don't have the capacity
yes
to indulge.
What concert, what Eras tour did you go to? More than one?
Unfortunately, I did not. I just went to one in LA.
Which night?
It was the Saturday, so like the
fourth.
Was it Death by a Thousand Cuts?
It was.
So I have an emotional story about that because I went to the one the next night.
Oh.
I went to night five.
Okay, so then I went to four.
I think so.
Okay.
I think. I don't know. But I flew in on Saturday night.
Okay.
And I was newly, well, I wasn't newly pregnant, but how pregnant were we?
Right. Like five, people didn't know. Like people couldn't tell.
Yeah, like 4 or 5 months or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was uncomfortable. I'd flown and I came by myself, which I normally love. I love to travel by myself. And I was coming to do some episodes and I was like, I'll just go out and I'll treat myself and I'll go to Eras alone.
Oh my God. I wish we would have known each other. I would have gone with you.
I wish too. So I land at like 9 at LAX and I'm waiting in the rental car line and it's just like this nightmare. My legs hurt. I'm not feeling great.
Yeah.
I'm there by myself. I was like regretting coming by myself.
Right.
But I'm watching the live stream because I'm like, please, please don't. Don't take Death by a Thousand Cuts or You're on Your Own, Kid. Please, just save those.
Oh, my God. But Death by a Thousand Cuts was already done.
I know. But she had messed it up, I think.
Oh, so it was still in the running. It was in the running.
So I was like, please, 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 please. So I'm watching the live stream.
Yeah.
Emotional. I'm like 4 or 5 months pregnant. Mm-hmm. I'm in the rental car line and Death by a Thousand Cuts.
Which is arguably one of the worst places to be.
It's a dark time. It was a dark time. Death by a Thousand Cuts comes on. And I just think, okay, well, you know, maybe. And then... Mm. You're on Your Own, Kid.
I'm so sorry.
It's honestly just like knowing that people were there that I love, like makes it okay.
I mean, I understand. I wasn't expecting either one of them.
Yeah. They were great songs to get.
Yeah.
They were amazing. And then I went in Houston night two in like April.
Okay.
And got Wonderland, which I love.
Love.
And You're Not Sorry. Which was great, except I did tell my boyfriend, I was like, whatever she plays tonight is going to be our song. Both breakup songs. So I was like, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
My bad.
Never mind.
But then the next night I did end up getting Exile live.
Which is amazing.
Which was amazing.
Yeah.
And I felt very lucky. And I just felt lucky to be able to go and like be there for it. Right. And it was really cool. But
what was the other one that night?
Dress.
Okay.
Super sexy. Loved it. And I was just I was honestly just happy to be there.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about Taylor Swift in general.
Yes.
I'm just happy to be here.
Totally.
I don't sit and worry about what's different on Taylor's version than what's
that,
on
that
like.
That actually made me really sad.
I know.
Because it's like, first of all, this 1989 Taylor's version, we're pregnant and I'm always emotional.
Yeah.
But like, it is unbelievable.
I love it. I love it.
The vault tracks?
It's the best vault. And to me, it's the best vault.
Best fucking vault.
It is the best. And somebody, I put that on my Instagram and somebody was like, ooh, hot take. I was like, is it? Because I feel like we're loving this collectively more than the other vaults.
When I heard the vault tracks for the first time, I was like, it felt like I was like discovering Taylor Swift again.
Yes. I feel the same way. 1989 has always been in my top three. I've always loved it.
Okay.
And then I felt like we got this really amazing marriage of she's in her midnights like vibe.
Yeah.
Like it's because the 1989 tracks to me, they feel very midnightsy.
Right.
But it's like 1989 nostalgia with midnights vibes.
Yeah.
I live for it.
Me too. And I think like I can't imagine like working on something, you know, in 2014
mm-hmm.
and wanting it to be the exact same after all of those years. Like anything that I do, like even like my first YouTube video, which was like, what, 5 years ago? Like I look at that and I'm like, I would do so many things different now.
Oh my gosh.
If I was going to do Kelsey's version of my first YouTube video, I wouldn't do it the exact same.
No.
There was a couple things that I would probably change.
Well, and I just think that like what we're witnessing, honestly, like what we're seeing with Taylor Swift, we will never see anything like this again.
Yeah.
Somebody who's going to redo every out, like who had these massive, amazing, life-changing like eras and then is like, you know what? I'm going to do them again.
I know.
Gorgeous.
It's gorgeous.
I love it. I love being here for it. So
I know.
No, you'll never find me being like, oh, I hate the production in the new style.
Right.
Because
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Nope. Couldn't tell you.
I don't even know. Like I hear what you're saying about the production. Like I hear what the people are saying. Like I don't like the production and whatever.
I like it.
But it's like, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, she's obviously knows what she's doing.
Yeah. What are your top five albums? What would you say?
I really struggle with this.
Totally understandable.
It's really hard.
It's hard. Are you a Folklore girl?
I'm a folklore girl, but I'm not as much in Evermore.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like to me, and I said this in my episode, so it's probably repeat if anyone listened to that, but I do consider them kind of like sisters, like kind of one.
I heard you say that, and I totally get why. Yeah. There were more songs on folklore
that hit.
Yes.
Yeah, totally.
I also just think I think that Cardigan is one of the most insanely written songs.
Insane.
I can't believe this is the thing about Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Is that she takes things. And I think this is why I like the Vault tracks from 1989 so much. It's because she takes these very specific things that you've felt.
Yes.
That you are too embarrassed to admit about a certain situation.
Yes.
And she says them, and all of a sudden you're like, wait, yes, you felt that too? It is so, it is, and it just makes you feel not insane.
Yes, I could not agree more. That is exactly how I feel about My Tears Ricochet.
Oh my God.
That is the bridge of My Tears Ricochet is literally that line, the line, I can go anywhere I want, just not home.
Right.
Is so, was like, I feel, and this is what I think is amazing. I feel like it was written for me.
Yes.
And I know that there are tens of millions of people who feel that way.
Totally.
What an insane talent to be able to write something that feels really simple and feels really maybe obvious to people, but that it connects with that many people. This is what when I argue, typically it's men. I'll say it's typically my brothers.
Okay.
That they're always whatever, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, because when you find somebody who can do this and connect with this many women, it's an insane gift and
it
talent
really
and
is.
Something that we may never see again. And I know that people will argue with me about that and they'll say there's artists that do it. Something in my, anyway, I disagree. I think she's one of the greatest of all time.
And, she is.
But to be able to write those things, then connect with the female experience for so many people is insane to me.
And to be able to put so many things into words that I have felt, but I've never even said them out loud because I don't know how to explain it without it just sounding a jumbled mess. And she says it and I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what I've been trying to say.
Yeah. And especially when we have been fans since we were 14, 15, where it's your emotions are weird and confusing and you just want somebody to tell you that they're normal.
Right.
And then you hear this music and you see this girl who's around your same age and is saying is putting it into these words and you're like, yeah,
exactly.
That's what it felt like to get broken up with at 16 and 17. And that's what and it's not stupid and it's not, and it is important. And that's something that Kate does on her. I mean, that's kind of the work that she does in her podcast and her book. And it's why I love consuming her content, because she really does make women feel like their interests are important.
Yeah.
And is not something that we have a lot of, because we're always kind of told oh, you're just a Taylor Swift fan. You're just or you just those things. They're just girly. It's just pop culture. It's just, and it's well, those interests are maybe important and they're deep.
And it's okay that we have them.
And it's okay. And it doesn't make me dumb. It actually makes me smart.
Right.
When my brother's I'm really throwing them under the bus, but when they tease me about things or whatever, and I'm how come my interests are that you feel okay saying that they're not as intellectual or they're not as profound or they're not as, because I promise you, I can tell you more about these topics than you can tell me about the things that you're interested in.
Exactly.
And it doesn't make me not smart just because you deem them vapid.
Yes.
You know?
Totally.
And so I just think that female interests are important, and Taylor Swift cares about female interests and female experiences.
I agree.
And people will say, well, it's just, the Taylor Swift slander, I'm like, it's fine if you don't get it. I'm not going to sit here and Bible bash with you over it.
No.
But I like connecting with people who are like, that stuff changed me.
Yes.
Those lyrics changed me and those songs changed me.
Right.
Because it's true.
It is true.
Yeah.
And it's the reason why I hold my phone speaker up to my belly.
Yeah.
So that my son.
Oh, totally.
Is into it and he's representing and is for the male population.
Absolutely. When I meet a male Swiftie, that was
not one who's just saying it to get laid.
No. Or not one, I don't even necessarily need a male Swiftie, but I need a man who is not rolling his eyes at Taylor Swift.
Totally.
I feel like my boyfriend, when we first started talking and we were talking about Taylor Swift and whatever, he was very casual about liking, like he was like, oh yeah, I love that. He was like, I love New Romantics. He was like, I love, like, and it wasn't like sarcastic or like,
right,
like condescending.
Right.
And I was like, thanks. Yeah. Yeah. I like it. Like, or totally. When I mean, my ticket to Eras was not cheap.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, I bought it off StubHub and I didn't buy it at face value.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is like important to me. And like, I want to go. And he was like, of course, like if it's important to you,
totally.
He's like, I'm not going to think it's stupid.
Right.
And he was at first he was like, wait, can I not go? I'm like, you can, but it's just really expensive. Yeah. Yeah. Like it might be a solo thing.
Right.
But
right.
Yeah. I love a man who's not immediately jumps down the throat of every girl who loves Taylor Swift.
I mean, I couldn't be married to someone who, like, Cody's never. Very much the same.
Yeah.
Did he go
with you to Eras?
Yes.
Was he totally sold?
He actually came with me to Reputation as well. So it was not his
you
first.
Guys, wait, how long have you guys been together?
Since 2017.
No shit.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I mean, 2017 just feels like, I guess that's when I got married. So it's really not that long ago. But it feels like
it's a while. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, but
so he knew what he would like. He once he saw Reputation,
he was in.
He was never really doubting it.
Yeah.
But he was. Yeah, he was. It wasn't his first rodeo.
Yeah.
The Eras Tour.
Yeah. The Eras Tour. I do love when I see men go to the Eras Tour with their girlfriends and be like, she's an amazing performer. She's so talented. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, you don't have to be this like Swiftie missionary.
Right.
But as long as you are sitting here appreciating that that it's a worthwhile interest of
totally.
Women, that's all I care about.
Yes.
And that you're not going to sit here and roll your eyes and be like, oh,
like,
yeah.
Like on his phone the whole time. Like Cody was like enjoying it. And then like we left and he like actually had thoughts.
Yes.
And opinions, like good ones about what happened. And it was like, that's great. You enjoyed it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I love that. And there's a balance when it comes to how I want my partner to behave around Taylor Swift.
Right.
Yeah.
And I hope my son is the same.
Yes. And I hope so, too. And if he needs help, I'm growing a female Swiftie that will hold his hand through it.
And I can't wait for them to play together.
I can't wait.
I'm so excited. Marsh, how long has it been?
Oh wow. Shit. Really flew by.
It really did. Well, I mean, I can't wait for our kids to play together. I can't wait
I know,
for us.
Please keep me posted.
No, you
where
too.
You're at. Because I really, at this point, we must deliver on the same
we
day.
We have to.
We have to keep our streak going. We just went through dates and it's actually getting weird.
Yeah, it is. We found out we were pregnant on the same exact day.
Yes.
Probably conceived on the same day.
Probably. Definitely did.
And
our due dates
and
are.
And our due dates are the same. It's and crazy. Now we're saying the same things at the same time.
And we're going to kiss after this.
Yeah, I can't wait. All right. Well, thank you so much
of
for
course.
Joining us. Do you
want
to tell the Circlers where they can?
Yes. Bad Broadcast airs every Monday. And you can follow me on Instagram at The Bad Broadcast. And I think my TikTok is Bad Broad. I'm not a TikTok gal, but if you should fancy TikTok, I am there.
Yep.
And yeah, every Monday. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thank you for being here. Bye, guys.
Bye,
see you next
Circlers.
Time.
Circlers. Goodbye. Circle time.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.